don't think it's only about the squad that's available. I think that, you know, some things have changed as regards where we sit in our economic situation, which means that it's more important for us to change our direction. At the moment, I think every player anyway would be looking to get as high as we could.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone, you know, any of the players are playing to consolidate. They're all ambitious players. They want to work hard and get to the top of their game.
And when something said, the players have to up their game, the coaching staff has to up the game, the manager has to up the game, do you understand what he means by that?
We would like to be slightly further up, you know, further up the league, but I don't think we're in a bad position. I mean, it looks like we're mid-table, but that's only because of the goal difference. Everyone has the ambitions to go as high as they can, and I don't think any of the players are holding back or trying to be mediocre, so to speak, you know.
Is pressure and expectation something that comes with the job? Is that something you were aware of, that was what was going to happen when you took over?
I don't think it's just in a Championship or the Premiership. I think every manager, if you're managing in the Conference, the pressure's the same, believe it or not. People think it's... If the game means something to you, you want to win the game, it's pressure. When the ball rolls, it's pressure.
Yeah. It's a different type of... We've talked about this before. Mm. Different type of pressure to your previous roles when you're working within an academy situation.
I think you're right, because it's more immediate and it's more public.
Yeah.
And that's what makes the pressure, is that. And obviously, I think you put pressure on yourself because of your need to make the fans happy. And you want the people, the working person, to be happy. So that's the pressure. That's the real pressure. Mm. And then obviously your paymasters, you know, demand a certain amount of success. But as far as everything else is, I think everybody in the squad realises that, you know, even, you know, the players that are injured, you know, at the moment, they're trying their best to get back to make sure that the club ends up in the highest position it can.
And when you talk about the economic conditions with the club, do you mean sort of the investment that's been made, the squad that you've got, the sort of the money that is being spent on the squad, that increases the expectation on achievement? Is that sort of what you mean?
I think economic pressures are historical. There's still some residual factors from the past couple of years, and I think at the moment the club is trying to address that. But success, or, you know, obviously makes things that much easier when it comes to acquiring finances. It's all in one big melting pot, to be fair.
Now, it's difficult for you to deal with. I mean, everyone's talking about what there's still the FFP situations to be sorted out. As a coach, you have no impact on that, though. There have been results. As you said, it's only 3 points off top six at the moment. Is it performances that you want to see maybe up a little bit, you know, especially maybe keeping more clean sheets, for example?
I think that's the only thing that we need to do, is really work on that part of it. And, that, you know, that, like I said, the players are aware of that, you know, and they're trying their best to eradicate, you know, the fact that we've let in a lot of goals. But, you know, they've compensated by scoring at the other end, and they've compensated with their grit and determination to never be out of any game. And I think anybody coming to play us now, you know, they've seen that we might have a soft underbelly, but that will be getting tougher and tougher as the season goes on. And I think that they're at the attitude of the players, that the attitude that they've shown in, you know, 99% of the games this season has been fantastic. Some of the performances haven't been exactly where we want, but, you know, when you're dealing with almost a completely new team, you're not going to gel straight away, you know. And, you know, if you look at pre-season and look at the players that came in late on, you know, most of our team came in the last 8 or 10 days of the season. And we don't want to make excuses, because I think we're good enough to be successful.
Are you feeling more pressure now than maybe you were 2 months ago, Chris?
No, not really, no. Because I think you put pressure on yourself to succeed, and you want to succeed. Now, obviously, every game creates its own pressure. When you have a bad game where you don't win and don't perform well, obviously, you always question yourself, you know, what could you have done better? What could the players have done better? But the main thing is for us to all realise that we're all in it together. So it's not pressure just on myself. It's pressure on the players, and the players feel it because they want to be successful. None of the players are sitting in that change room downstairs and thinking to themselves, oh, we're doing all right. Everybody wants to get that little step closer to the top of the league. Everybody wants to perform well, and I think we've got a very good bunch of lads who are only dying to get back to that top league.
And I get an impression that you're not in a negative way, but in a positive way, relaxed yet focused, backing yourself and your players to achieve even if the goalposts may have been moved a little bit over the, you know, with what's happened over the last few weeks, you're still backing yourself, the players, the squad to achieve decent things this season.
Listen, the players that we've got here will run through brick walls for Queen's Park Rangers, and that's what they're going to do, and that's what we're asking them to do.
And for you?
And for me. For me, I'm just part of the machine. You know, I'm just part of the machine. Together, we're going to go out, and I'm sure the players will be raring to go.